Obviously, we're here now at day three of the investigation. And many of you will recall, I did say at the beginning of this, we thought we would be here on site for some 3 days. You'll see from the activity behind me, there's no sign of us leaving the site at this point. The reason for that is the excavation has been larger than we expected. It was impossible before we came here to say how much work there would need to be done, of course. And it's more than we had anticipated. So we anticipate being here at the Marshfield site into the weekend. There's quite a lot of material for us to work through with the forensic archaeology team. Special toxins will remain on this site. The other news is that
today's events have really been part of the culmination of an investigation. It's begun off some 6 months after a 42-year-old man was found living in the Marshfield area in very poor conditions. The op warrants were executed under the Slavery and Servitude Act, and we're obviously looking for any offences in connection with that. Gwent Police is working with a number of agencies in connection with this investigation, including the Red Cross, ASOCA, and of course other police forces. And over 100 officers were involved in carrying out those warrants this morning. As a result, four people are in custody. There's a 66-year-old man and a 42-year-old man from the Marshfield site, a 36-year-old man from Cardiff, and a 42-year-old woman from Penhower, who are present in custody and will be having this inquiry. And we've also found a man of Eastern European origin at the Marshfield site who's been taken to a place of safety to have his health assessed and to see what conditions he was living in there. And we don't know how old that man is, and obviously it's a very early stage of that investigation. As well, there's been a great deal of speculation about our excavations at the site. We do have information there may be a body buried at that site, and it would be remiss of us at this time not to investigate those fully, hence the scale of our operations there. So we will exhaustively inquire into that, but at the moment we have no more than just a suggestion that there could be a body buried at that site.
How long do you expect to be on the Marshfield site?
We anticipate being there for some 3 days, although it's possible, of course, as we find more as we go through, we could be there longer, or we might even find that we close down the investigation sooner, but 3 days is our anticipation. Obviously, I appreciate that that's had some impact on the local community there, and we thank the community there for their support in this. I know they've been very supportive for our officers on the ground. I think that that's a wonderful thing to see, but also I'd like to ask them for their forbearance. We are going to be there for some time, and that disruption will continue. Say, if anyone does have any information in connection with us, if they could phone Gwent Police on 101 or 838 treble 1 if they're outside the Newport area.